Fairfield County residents took part in a global challenge to observe and record wildlife. The local effort was organized by Norwalk's Maritime Aquarium. The City Nature Challenge is an international event where participants can document different plants and animals they come across in their city. Bridget Cervero is an education senior manager at the aquarium. She says the goal of the challenge is to encourage people to explore nature, but also to collect more data on wildlife in urban settings.
What's growing on the sidewalk or what's flying between those buildings, and having that appreciation as well. And that's also really valuable because that's data that's not typically being collected, but it's really helpful.
Using an app called iNaturalist, the participants recorded their findings, including the name of the species and where and when it was spotted. Over 700 species were recorded in our region, from small birds and bugs to large mammals, as well as a variety of plants and marine life. You are listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Long Island Republicans are pretty happy about new state Senate district maps. Governor Lamont signed new climate change legislation today, and new gun control legislation is expected in New York following the shooting in Buffalo. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Long Island Republicans are declaring a win after a special master redrew New York's congressional and state Senate district maps that had heavily favored Democrats. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
The once-in-a-decade maps drawn earlier this year by state Democrats tipped the political advantage of a number of key districts in their favor. Those are now gone in favor of maps that give Republicans the advantage in New York's first congressional district and make the third state Senate district more competitive. Jesse Garcia is chairman of the Suffolk County Republican Party.
As long as they're competitive, that's the best thing for the Republican Party, for the Democratic Party, quite frankly, but most importantly for the voters and the residents of those communities.
Another big change for Long Island is the rollback of the 3rd Congressional District, which Democrats drew as wrapping around Long Island Sound from parts of Suffolk, Nassau, Queens, and the Bronx into Westchester. It's now almost entirely in Nassau County. The latest maps are set for final court approval on Friday after both Democrats and Republicans offer additional comments. Neither side expects them to change much. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
Governor Lamont signed two key pieces of climate change and energy legislation into law today. They move Connecticut's commitment to mitigating climate change forward. WSHU's Claire Sechrist reports.
One bill codifies into law a 2040 zero-carbon electric grid goal. The other will expand existing renewable energy programs. Lamont says Connecticut is a leading state when it comes to mitigating the impact of climate change, and these new laws will help to further accelerate progress on his administration's greenhouse gas emissions goals.
We are making a difference. We are leading by example, and that's what this is all about.
The Department of Energy and Environmental Protection Commissioner, Katie Dykes, says the state is close to 65% carbon free. And that number is expected to climb in the next few years. Claire Sechrist, WSHU News.
The recent tragedy in Buffalo, New York, could push forward new gun control legislation in the state. More on that after headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Governor Lamont has authorized the state of Connecticut to take over the city of West Haven's finances. The decision was recommended by the Municipal Accountability Review Board after almost $900,000 of COVID-19 relief funds were either misspent or lacked documentation in West Haven. An investigation led to the arrests of 4 people. 2 of them were City Hall employees, including former state representative Michael DeMassa, who resigned from office in October. Lamont says the city lacks suitable management from its leaders. The New York Islanders have hired Lane Lambert as new head coach after they ended the hockey season on a disappointing note. He worked as an assistant under the former head coach, Barry Trotz, who was fired last week after the team missed the playoffs for the first time in 4 seasons. Lambert takes over an Islanders team that finished this season with 37 wins, 35 losses, and 10 draws. The Federal Emergency Management System will reimburse Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut, with more than $1 million to cover the cost of COVID-19 testing provided by the school. The money will account for over 6,000 diagnostic screening tests and 430 rapid tests provided by students and staff between March and December 2020. Sacred Heart University is the licensee of WSHU Public Radio. Today, New York Governor Kathy Hochul is expected to introduce new gun control legislation. This comes 3 days after a shooter in Buffalo killed 10 people in a grocery store and injured 3 others. Karen DeWitt reports.
Hochul had scheduled the gun control announcement before the Buffalo shooting. The governor, speaking at a briefing over the weekend in Buffalo, says Saturday's incident makes it more important than ever to close loopholes in New York's laws.
We are doing everything we can to ensure that our laws are tight, they're ironclad, to ensure that our law enforcement have the resources they need.
Hochul told reporters that she wants to expand the state's existing ban on some assault weapons to include what are called AOWs, or any other weapon. She says some of those guns are functionally assault weapons. Hochul in October closed another loophole in the laws when she signed a bill that would outlaw so-called ghost guns. The guns are assembled after the components are ordered separately online. New York's gun control laws, known collectively as the SAFE Act, are among the strictest in the nation. The gun used by the suspect, an AR-15, is sold legally in New York, but the gun was modified with a high-capacity magazine. Hochul speculates that the gunman could have legally purchased the magazine across the border in Pennsylvania, a 10-minute drive from where he lived. She says if that's the case, then national action is also needed.
What was used was not able to be purchased legally in the state of New York. The basic gun was, but the high-capacity magazine associated with it had to come from another state because it is illegal in the state of New York. We need a smart national policy.
New York also has what's known as a red flag law. It allows a judge to issue an order to confiscate the weapons of a person who is deemed a threat to themselves or others. The suspect in the Buffalo shooting, Peyton Gendron, was detained by police a year ago after he said he wanted to commit a murder-suicide at his high school, where he was a graduating senior. State police confirmed that they did take a 17-year-old student at Susquehanna High School in Conklin, New York, into custody last June. He was given a mental health evaluation and later released. The red flag law was never invoked. Hochul was asked about that during an appearance Monday morning on WPIX television.
When there's early warning signs that someone could do harm to themselves or others, there has to be an examination as to whether or not are guns in a house that this person has access to.
The suspect, though, did not purchase the weapon used in the attack until he turned 18. Hochul says Tuesday's announcement will also include changes that could be made to New York's laws to address an expected ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court that could strike down New York's restrictions on carrying a concealed weapon. The state requires that anyone who wants a license to carry a concealed handgun to show proper cause. A federal lawsuit filed by the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association says those rules violate the Second Amendment and the right to carry a gun for self-defense. And Hochul says she's also working on cracking down on social media and making them more accountable for hate speech on their platforms. The suspect is believed to have published a 180-page statement expressing white supremacist beliefs online and live-streamed the attack. The governor, speaking on NPR on Sunday, says she wants social media companies to install better early warning systems to detect potentially dangerous and hateful speech.
A system that would immediately alert individuals when racist content or any manifesto type materials that shows a propensity or desire to harm others, to kill them, to maim them, to have mass casualties.
Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin, who is the Republican nominee for governor, is also proposing changes in the wake of the shooting. He says New York's death penalty should be reinstated. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
This has been After All Things from WSHU Public Radio, your daily news update from Long Island and Connecticut, where support comes from Hartford Healthcare. And if you like what you hear on the podcast, you can also tune in on the radio for more stories and classical music programming. WSHU makes a great companion for your commute. I'm Sabrina Garone. I'll speak to you tomorrow.